The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's start with this one from Better Homes and Gardens. Tropical Wonder. Conjure the beauty of faraway locales without venturing out the door. Florida-based designer Caitlin Deasy Kah, that's K-A-H, lays out essential decorating elements for rooms that feel like a permanent vacation. Her number one tip for you, lush greens. If there's one defining characteristic of tropical style, it's the verdant green hues of jungly foliage. In this Palm Beach dining room, and there's one pictured, Caitlin channels the palm trees outside the windows with chairs upholstered in a hazy green ticking stripe. A more literal move, cut monstera leaves, adding high drama on the table. Faux palm fronds, which are now more realistic looking than ever, work as well. And they're showing faux phoenix palm leaves, 44 inches long, $15 each, at cb2.com. Next, natural fibers. The roughness of woven elements brings an informal air to a still gracious table. Seagrass wrapped around glasses and hurricanes brings the casualness of outdoor living, and braided abaca placemats emphasize that tropical feel. The Cayman seagrass wrapped pitcher, shown on the table here, $48 at serenaandlily.com. Tip number three, casual comfort. The breezy feel of coastal homes is designed to set people at ease. Kah reinforces the call to relax with plush furnishings in high-performance fabrics, gauzy curtains, and pillows in postcard-perfect pastels. Nothing too stark. And number four, nubby rugs. Natural fiber rugs such as sisal, jute, and seagrass have a tactile look and feel ideal for barefoot living. Rush House sells a customized seagrass options. You can buy a 9x12-foot rug for $395, then cut off or stitch on additional 12x12-inch squares to fit your space. Those seagrass squares, $48 for 12, and then $12 for a sewing kit at shoprushhouse.com. And last, sea things. Oh, it's not last. Sea things. Accents that reference ocean life are a natural part of tropical style, but Kah prefers less expected finds, like the barnacle cluster on the cocktail table, shown here, and shell-encrusted votives on a bar cart rather than common shells. They offer an option, an 18-inch faux coralline coral fan, $17, at wilfordandlee.com. Next tip. Vibrant coral, the color of fiery sunsets and hibiscus flowers, brings to mind sunnier climates. Kah used the color lavender as a cooling counterpoint to coral. And they're showing a grass wallpaper in what they call hot pink, but is more of a coral, $50 for a double roll at wallpaperdirect.com. And it's like a linen look coral. And next, nature's accents. Elements like raffia and rattan create a sensory connection to the outdoors, as do the inlaid table, shell table lamp, and fish scale patterned benches. A bar cart stands in as a bedside table that doesn't obstruct the light. They're showing a cassia rattan bar cart by Opal House for $150 at Target. And a fringed hanging basket in red raffia and sweetgrass, 22 inches, $108 from Anthropologie.com. Now that's getting up there price-wise, though. All right, our last two tips. First, coastal hues. It's impossible not to be relaxed on the beach. Recreate that setting by combining soothing sea blues with warm sandy beiges in varying textures, as Kah did with grass cloth wallpaper and matchstick blinds. They're also showing a rattan leaf tray by Opal House, $30 at Target. And a flanged pillow sham in blue and yellow plants by Bellana, $44 at spoonflower.com. And the last, nostalgic touches. This was our cozy moment, says Ka, of her den, which was designed to evoke the lived-in feel of an old Florida beachside cottage with a mix of small-scale florals, wave prints, and stripes. The nubby grass cloth walls contrast glossy blue trim. And they're showing a Better Homes and Gardens collection blue bean pot lamp base, $50, and burlap shade, $20, at walmart.com. Next from Real Simple, the book list, four top picks for every taste. First, a coming-of-age novel. Caroline Nolan grew up committed to a life of faith, as expected by her father, a famous pastor of an evangelical mega church. But soon before she leaves home for college, and when her older sister's wedding is just weeks away, a scandal involving her dad shakes the community, causing her and her sister to question everything. God Spare the Girls is the book by Kelsey McKinney, M-C, capital K-I-N-N-E-Y. Is a fascinating look at the moment in a young girl's life, young woman's life, when she starts to forge an identity separate from her family's. Next, a charming rom-com. Bookish homebody Alex and free-spirited globetrotter Poppy took summer vacations together for a decade. But 2 years ago, something happened on that trip, and the friends haven't spoken since. Poppy can't stop thinking about him. So she convinces Alex to go on one last getaway, her final shot to fix everything. People We Meet on Vacation is the book by Emily Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, is a delightful love story full of hilarious one-liners and winking asides, making it the perfect poolside companion. Next, a thought-provoking read. In Lionel Shriver's new novel, it's S-H-R-I-V-E-R-S, no S, that was apostrophe S. Should we stay or should we go? Kay and Cyril, a 50-something married couple, decide that instead of risking the age-related decline that could be devastating for themselves and their loved ones, they'll die by suicide together when they both turn 80. The author then gives us a dozen possible outcomes, some poignant, some funny, some gutting, and each of which asks interesting questions about aging, longevity, and living well. And the last one, a sweeping story. Two ambitious women, a daredevil aviator raised in Prohibition-era Montana, and the actor cast to play her in a Hollywood film nearly a century later, are the focus of the book Great Circle, the compelling new novel by Maggie Shipstead, S-H-I-P-S-T-E-A-D. With an unforgettable plot that zigzags around the globe and across time, this epic tale is a storytelling marvel, the kind of crowd-pleaser your book club will devour. From Better Homes and Gardens, Hunter-Gatherers. Saturday morning transforms these design aficionados into intrepid flea market explorers. They divulge their tips to get the most out of your next excursion. Natalie Papier doesn't mind when things get a little weird. She built her Charlotte interior design business, Home Ec, by catering to clients who want to introduce a playful note into otherwise traditional or modern spaces. Together with BFF and frequent design collaborator Kim Downes, she scours flea markets for an eclectic range of furniture and accessories that will amplify her clients' personalities. The hunt can be a bit needle in a haystack, so they stay focused on buying for quality and charming character. They took us to one of their favorite haunts, the Kane County Flea Market outside Chicago, and shared what to look for, how to bargain, and a few other pro tips that will change the way you explore your local market. First, a market go bag. Come prepared and wheel and deal. You need to take protection. Don't forget your mask. Most markets require them, and they're always a good idea. Add a hat and sunscreen for outdoor affairs. Roll up an extra tote to carry your smaller buys. Take a tape measure to determine if your find will fit into your space and into your car. Water and snacks are required. Treasure hunting requires stamina. And a cart. Keep a collapsible set of wheels in your trunk for rolling out heavy purchases. Next, buy what you love right away. The things you question, go back at the end and negotiate. We make a point not to skip any areas, but we start at the middle and bypass the beginning booths because they're the busiest. That way we can talk to sellers and get more attention. It says, hold, please. Ask vendors to stash large purchases for you so you don't have to lug them around. Remember to note where you left everything. And the art of haggling. Don't look at your conversations with vendors as merely transactional. You're building a relationship with someone you'll probably see again. Start by chatting, asking questions, and getting the backstory on objects you like. A good story is part of the personality vintage items can bring to a home. Shop the booth. If you buy more than one thing, you have more leverage for bargaining. Look up what similar items are selling for online and never pay as much as Etsy or other curated online shops are charging. Start by offering about half the online retail price. Vendors expect some back and forth. Have your goal price in mind, but always ask their price first. You never know. They may ask way less than expected. And at market close, vendors often prefer making a deal rather than carting everything home. So be patient till the end, and cash is king. Many dealers take credit cards, but some are more flexible about prices if you're paying cash. Another couple shopping strategies. Some people seek out certain collectibles or brands. For us, it really comes down to if something makes us happy. From there, keep in mind their buy versus skip rules. Textiles. For rugs, some wear is good, but tears and holes are not. Other non-starters are stains and smells. Vintage upholstered furniture is high on their list, but it has got to be in great condition or easy to recover, like a bench. It can be expensive to recover something like a sofa. Wood. There's a fine line between aged and junky. Patina or a few dings are okay, but pass if something is really wobbly or has chipped veneer. Look inside drawers for dovetail joints, a sign of quality. Always skip transformed furniture. Don't pay for someone else's idea. And always buy a great-looking trunk. Besides extra storage, they work as nightstands or coffee tables. But give them the smell test. Musty odors? Skip it. From Good Housekeeping, sun safety for your pets. Yes, your pet needs sunscreen. Dogs with thinning hair and pink or light-colored skin, such as pit bulls, boxers, or bull terriers, and cats with white ears, eyelids, or noses are particularly susceptible to sunburn. But all pets can get sunburned, especially on vulnerable or less hairy areas like noses, ears, bellies, and pads of feet. That's why it's important to apply sunscreen or use clothing with SPF whenever they're spending lots of time outdoors, and even for indoor cats who like to nap in a sunny window. Because dogs and cats tend to lick themselves, choose sunscreen especially made for pets so they won't ingest harmful ingredients. The kind people often use has zinc oxide, which can upset tummies. Look for a pet-specific version that is fragrance-free and waterproof, blocks both UVA and UVB rays, and has at least an SPF of 15. Many sunscreens are sprayable for easier application. When applying, pay special attention to the tips of pets' ears, their noses, and any areas where their hair is thin. Reapply at the same frequency as your own sunblock or every 3 to 4 hours. If your pet seems itchy or develops a rash, wash off the sunscreen and consult your vet. Pet clothes with SPF are better than nothing if your pet won't tolerate sunscreen. Skin cancer is one of the most common forms of canine cancer, although not all types are the result of excessive sun exposure. Cats get skin cancer too, albeit at lower rates. Symptoms of skin cancer depend on the type and where it is located on the body, according to Jerry Klein of the American Kennel Club. Check your pet once a month, paying attention to areas around the mouth, lips, toenail beds, and foot pads. Brush back their fur with your hands and look for any enlarged bumps, lumps, flakiness or redness, or dark discoloration. Pay attention to any sensitive spots, and while you're at it, brush them well to get rid of any mats or tangles. If you notice anything unusual, get them to your vet as soon as possible. Many skin tags and lumps are benign, but the earlier a problem is detected, the better the chance of successful management. From Southern Living, Go Green for Healthy Hair. With its tiny penetrative molecules, avocado oil, that's your green, is a nutrient-rich ingredient that strengthens strands from roots to ends. It can smooth hair while fortifying it and protecting against external aggressors and future damage. Now ask us again if we'll pay a little extra for a side of these benefits. And they've got a couple of product picks. Number one, Garnier Nutrice Color Reviver Mask. Made with avocado and vitamin E, this color-depositing conditioner delivers radiance and rewinds harm from sun exposure and heat styling. And it's available for $7 at Target. Aveeno Almond Oil Blend Hair Mask. This is the secret to less frizz, a 5-minute treatment that combines avocado and almond oils with oats sourced from a mill in the Mississippi River Valley. It's available for $10 at Walmart. Kiehl's, since 1851, olive fruit oil, deeply reparative hair mask. With each application, your strands will be doused in healing antioxidants to shield them from future damage and boost shine. $25 at Kiehl's.com, Kiehls.com. And Patricia's pick, when my daughter developed eczema, my sister got me hooked on Mustela products. This formula uses avocado perciose as skin barrier bolster that locks in moisture and reduces flare-ups. It's Mustela, M-U-S-T-E-L-A, Stellatopia, S-T-E-L-A-T-O-P-I-A, cleansing oil, $25 at Target. From Real Simple, in season, just peachy. It's the time of year when nothing beats standing over the kitchen sink and biting into a juicy peach, delectable and the color of a summer sunset. Swoon. Shop for fragrant fruit that gives slightly when gently pressed. Avoid any with soft spots or greening. If you can only find two firm fruits, speed up ripening by placing them in a pierced paper bag with an apple. Store at room temperature for up to a week. If you want to slow down ripening, keep them in the fridge. Then to serve, take your pick between sweet and savory. Blend with vanilla ice cream for a luscious milkshake. Brush halves with oil and grill for an easy dessert, or slice and toss with flaky sea salt, freshly ground pepper, and a glug of quality olive oil for a simple salad. And of course, there's always the standing over the sink option. You do you. And here are a couple of easy recipes. When you score a perfectly ripe peach, don't mess with it. Just take a big bite. But when you need a dessert and you have fruit that's not quite ready or a bit past its prime, try these clever ideas. Grill hard peaches to bring out their juiciness and caramelize the sugar in them. Then top them with vanilla ice cream and crumbled amaretti or ginger snap cookies. Cook two soft peaches into a compote and layer it with creamy mascarpone cheese and cookie crumbs. Summer is served. So here's your quick peach compote dessert cups. Bring 12 ounces of pitted chopped peaches, or about 3 medium, 1 1/4 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, and a pinch of kosher salt to a boil in a saucepan, stirring until sugar dissolves. Mash lightly with a potato masher. Skim, foam, and continue to cook, stirring until thickened to the consistency of loose jam, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to a heat-proof bowl. Let cool completely. You should have about 1 1/2 cups. To serve, whip heavy cream to soft peaks. Mix in an equal amount of mascarpone and beat until smooth and silken. Spoon into bowls and layer with compote and crushed amaretti or ginger snap cookies. And grilled peaches with vanilla ice cream. Heat grill to high. Halve and pit 6 freestone peaches. Generously brush cut sides with vegetable oil. Grill cut sides down until softened slightly and caramelized. And it even shows grill stripes on there as well. about 4 to 5 minutes. Serve, topped with vanilla ice cream, sprinkle with crushed amaretti or ginger snap cookies, and flaky sea salt. From Better Homes and Gardens, 3 pop stars. These are homemade popsicles. Rainbow fruit pops. And for all of these, they recommend silicone molds that can be bought at a kitchen store or wherever. Hands-on time and total time are 20 minutes plus freezing 4 hours. For this rainbow fruit pops, we need 2 kiwis, 1 cup fresh raspberries, 1 cup cut up and peeled fresh peaches and or mango, and 1 cup fresh blackberries. In a blender or fruit processor, puree each fruit separately until smooth. Divide kiwi puree among 8 3-ounce ice pop molds. Repeat with the raspberry puree, peach puree, and blackberry puree. Insert sticks, cover, and freeze at least 4 hours or until firm, and it makes 8. Next one, chili mango pops. Hands-on time and total time are 15 minutes plus freezing overnight. We need, and this makes 10, we need 1/2 cup sugar, 3 cups seeded, peeled, and chopped mangoes, approximately 2 mangoes if they're big, 2/3 cup lime juice, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground ancho pepper. In a blender, combine sugar and 1/2 cup water. Let stand 5 minutes to soften the sugar. Add mangoes, lime juice, and ground pepper. Cover and blend until smooth. Spoon into 10 3-ounce ice pop molds. Insert sticks. Cover and freeze overnight. And the last one, berry yogurt rocket pops. Hands-on time is 20. Total time 2 hours and 20 plus freezing overnight. We need 1 cup fresh raspberries or blueberries, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 2 to 2 1/2 cups vanilla Greek yogurt. In a small saucepan, combine fruit, sugar, and lemon juice. Bring to boiling, reduce heat, simmer uncovered 10 to 12 minutes or until thickened, stirring occasionally, and using a potato masher to mash mixture as it cooks, or puree in a small blender or food processor after cooking. Transfer to a bowl, cover and chill 2 hours. Alternate layers of yogurt and fruit mixture in 8 to 10 3-ounce ice pop molds. Insert sticks, cover and freeze overnight, and it makes 8. From Better Homes and Gardens, grapefruit guava fruit punch. For the cocktail version of this, add 1 ounce mezcal or tequila to each serving. So this can be virgin or cocktail version. From start to finish, you're looking at 10 minutes. This serves 6. We need 1 33.8-ounce carton of guava nectar, chilled, 2 cups grapefruit juice, chilled, 2 cups ginger ale, chilled, sliced fresh grapefruit and or maraschino cherries, 1/3 cup grenadine or maraschino cherry juice. In a pitcher, stir together chilled guava nectar, the grapefruit juice, and ginger ale. Add ice. Garnish the punch with grapefruit slices and or maraschino cherries. If desired, top each individual serving with approximately 1 tablespoon of grenadine. And this serves 6. And julienne snow peas, celery, and radish salad. Start to finish, 20 minutes. We need 8 ounces of fresh snow peas, 3 stalks of celery, leaves reserved for garnish if desired, 6 radishes, 2 heads of Belgian endive or endive, 1/4 cup sherry vinegar, 1 tablespoon honey, 4 large basil leaves chopped, plus more for garnish if desired, 2 tablespoons roughly chopped Marcona almonds, and 1 ounce Manchego cheese, shaved. Using a sharp knife, trim and slice snow peas lengthwise into julienne strips. Using a mandolin or a sharp knife, thinly slice the celery. Pinch, I'm in the wrong place. Here we go. celery stalks, and radishes. Then thinly slice Belgian endive heads lengthwise. In a small bowl, whisk together sherry vinegar, honey, half teaspoon kosher salt, and a quarter teaspoon black pepper. Gradually drizzle in a third of a cup of olive oil. So they're sneaking in some more ingredients on us. Whisking to emulsify. Arrange snow peas, celery, radishes, endive, and chopped basil on a platter. Top with Marcona almonds, manchego, and if desired, reserved celery leaves and or additional basil. Drizzle with half the vinaigrette. Serve with the remaining vinaigrette, and it serves four. And another salad, shaved fennel and fingerling potato salad. Hands-on time, 15 minutes, and the total is 25. We need 1 pound fingerling potatoes cut in half, 3 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, 1 fennel bulb trimmed, cored, and halved, 3/4 cup julienned yellow bell pepper, 1/2 cup sliced green onions, and 1/2 cup chopped flat leaf parsley. Place potatoes in a large saucepan and add 1 teaspoon kosher salt and enough water to cover potatoes. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat, simmer uncovered about 10 minutes or until potatoes are just tender. Drain, return potatoes to a saucepan. In a small bowl, whisk together white wine vinegar, Dijon mustard, sugar, an additional 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and a pinch of black pepper until sugar is dissolved. Gradually drizzle in 3 tablespoons olive oil, whisking to emulsify. Pour 1/2 the vinaigrette over the warm potatoes, toss to coat. Using a mandolin or a sharp knife, thinly shave fennel bulb halves lengthwise. Place in a large bowl with yellow bell pepper, green onions, and chopped parsley. Add potatoes and remaining vinaigrette to the fennel mixture and toss to coat. And this serves 4. From Real Simple, sparkling lemonade mixed drinks. For an unexpectedly tasty refresher, you can suggest a twist on Tinto de Verano, a Spanish summer staple that translates to red wine of summer. To make, fill a glass halfway with ice and then halfway with red wine. Top with sparkling lemonade and a lemon slice. For a variation on a shandy, replace the red wine with pale ale. For a non-alcoholic version, pair sparkling lemonade and pomegranate juice, and have both sparkling and still water on hand too, of course. From Southern Living, brush up on oral care. Dentist Andrea Nunez says there's a sneaky culprit that could be harming your teeth. Be sure to check the sugar in sports drinks like Gatorade, she notes. Kids who play sports, especially during the summer, are drinking them constantly. It may be good in terms of hydration, but it's not necessarily great for your teeth. That's why brushing at least twice daily is important, even more so before bed when production of saliva, your mouth's self-cleansing mechanism, decreases. Anything left in your mouth is just sitting on your teeth and causing damage. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. See you next time.